مطر الصباح أخرجني من جديد لأسلم على شوارع المدينة. وحفنة من الرمال في قلبي لم أكن أكيدا من دربي. أكان المطر المبكر يوقظه في الشوارع
Ferkat al-Ard, Matar al-Sabah, the opener from their album Ogniya, or Songs, from 1979, featuring one of my favorite recent discoveries in music, Issam Hajj Ali on vocals. Unfortunately, not a remastered track there, but soon to be, inshallah, if Habibi Records, Habibi Funk Records, rather, that wonderful Arab reissuing record label out of Germany. If they get on, they get their act together and reissue that one. They've said they will, but I'm anxiously waiting for the reissue of that one because while it's a great album, the audio quality is a little bit hit or miss on the copies that are available. But yeah, fantastic, fantastic Baroque pop, Arab pop album right there. And by the way, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is another installment of Andromeda on Sunday afternoons. And yeah, today's theme is album openers. We started off with that fantastic album opener, Matar al-Sabah, The Morning Rain, is what that translates to. Couldn't find it on Spinatron, so I just had to enter it in myself using my little Arabic keyboard on my own computer. But yeah, there it is. And yeah, I'm going to explore a lot of different genres here today. This is kind of what happens when I do this kind of a theme. So I'll start with a little bit of Philly indie rock. Of course, some Alex G with the opener from DSU. This is After You're Gone.
Stand. mostly clear to solve, but the only offering that comes, it calls, it screams.
electric car. So nauseous, can't sleep it off. Backside, seat of some car. Zip tied up, can't move my arms.
Echo 2K there, showing off the power of repetition with AAA Powerline, the opener from his 2019 album E, with the sort of E symbol that I think is found on like European packaging for certain goods, and it's sort of like the European certification of like weights and measures or something. I don't know. I've seen it before, but at least it looks like that. But yeah, really great opener to that album. Love the way that the repetition really just opens up, along with, you know, the vocal effects as well, really just opens up the album and sets the tone really nicely. And before that was Japanese Breakfast with Jubilee, the opener from Jubilee, which is Paprika, a song about life in the pandemic and what it's like to be a musician in the pandemic, and the trials and tribulations, but also the great successes of that as well, as she really created some great music out of that period in the world. And then before that was Alex G with After You're Gone, the opener from DSU. So yeah, we're keeping the theme of album openers from a variety of different genres here today on Andromeda. And the next one is, of course, also going to be a track one from an artist that I saw live in Boston this week on Wednesday at the Roadrunner, the new venue in down in Alston. It's a very nice place, very modern, and sort of has a similar vibe to a Sinclair or a Royale type place, if you're familiar with those, but a little bit more modern, a little bit more, I guess, almost industrial, and also a little bit larger than those venues as well. It's a great place, and it was a fantastic concert, obviously, because the band that I saw there was a group that's been very near and dear to my heart, but that I didn't really think I would ever get to see live, because they've been sort of on and off saying that they're broken up, and then reuniting, and then doing another farewell tour, and then breaking up again, and getting back together. But they got back together just for a few dates in Philly, and then a few dates in Boston. Oh yeah, and the artist is LCD Sound System, of course. I think I forgot to mention that. Yeah, LCD Sound System, legendary dance punk and electronic group, together again in 2022, against all odds, with James Murphy at the helm again, as scraggly looking and cat-like as ever on stage, but amazing, amazing presence and amazing electronic sounds came out of that one. And so for our theme, I have the first track from their 2007 album Sound of Silver, which they also used to open up the concert on Wednesday, and it is called Get Innocuous. So I invite you all to get innocuous.
drowning here in summer's cauldron, under mats of flower lava. Please don't pull me out, this is how I would want to go. Breathing in the boiling butter, fruit of sweat and golden ink. Please don't heed my shout, I'm relaxing the undertow.
little bit of XTC there. Technically tracks 1 and 2 from Skylarking, the 1987 album from that English band. Summer's Cauldron with a great, great transition into Grass there. And then before that was LCD Sound System with Get Innocuous, the 7-minute opener from the 2007 album of theirs, Sound of Silver. And as I mentioned earlier, I saw them live this past week. I'm very glad that I did. But now, given that it is past the halfway point of the hour, it's time for our PSA. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And while we're at it, let's get our other PSA out of the way today. This one's about the donations drive, of course. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. All right, folks, now that we've taken care of that, let's get into a little bit more of the ethereal and transcendental side of things here in terms of album intros. Starting off with this one from Beach House off of their 2015 album Depression Sherry. This is Levitation. Enjoy.
When the train comes, I will hold. If I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a girl, when I had I'm not afraid to die.
one and only Robert Smith of The Cure on Plain Song, the opener of Disintegration by The Cure. Of course, you know, I think that might be the greatest album opener of all time. It's not the greatest song that opens an album of all time, but I think it's the song that does the greatest job of opening up an album, setting the tone, really, really opening things up in a very grandiose way. And then before that, we heard some other ethereal tunes that open up some fantastic albums. A Lot's Gonna Change, the opener from Titanic Rising from Wise Blood. And then before that was Levitation from Beach House off of Depression Cherry. And, well, let's see. We have a little bit more time, so I think we're going to squeeze one song in and then close out the show, come back, and finish off with maybe a shorter song at the end. So for now, this is one from an artist called George Clanton. Note that it's George Clanton, not George Clinton of Parliament and Funkadelic fame, but an artist, an electronic pop artist named George Clanton, who has operated under many other names as well, has made a name for himself in that niche of internet music. And this is the opener from his album Slide from 2018. This is Livin' Loose, George Clanton on MFO. George Clanton there with the opener from Sly, Livin' Loose. Hopefully we're all living loose these days, but that might be a little bit unrealistic of an expectation. I certainly am not living loose these days. I'm feeling a little bit tense at times, but that's okay. We all do that at times. Anyway, closing out the show today here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been another installment of Andromeda. And the theme for today, of course, has been album openers. I will be here next week, of course, as I am every week, Sunday at 4 p.m. And so we'll end things today with another little-known song from a moderately known pop reggae artist from the 90s, Junior Reed. The opener from his album Long Road, the title track, Long Road. See you next week, folks.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.